With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nasty incident in New Jersey. Immigration detention facility in Newark at the center of tension between three congressional Democrats and the Trump administration. That follows the arrest of the mayor outside the facility. Mayor Ross Baraka has been charged with trespassing. Former President Joe Biden says he alone is responsible for Donald Trump's victory in November.
In his first live interview since leaving office, Biden said he was in charge and his party lost, so he takes responsibility. But he also blamed part of Kamala Harris's loss on sexism and racism. Appearing on ABC's The View, the 82-year-old Biden also rejected concerns about his cognitive decline. As for his successor, Biden said Donald Trump has had the worst 100 days any president has ever had. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is challenging Russia's leader Vladimir Putin to meet him personally in Turkey on Thursday. It is the latest move in a week-long exchange of proposals from both sides on the next step for the U.S.-led peace effort. President Trump has insisted Ukraine accept Russia's latest offer. In the meantime, Russian spokesman Dmitry Peskov telling ABC News this week, President Putin is open for the peace negotiations.
We thought that President Trump was going to use his enormous influence over Ukraine to get Ukraine closer to the idea of negotiations. Ukraine is trying to escape from negotiations.
President Trump reportedly ready to accept a luxury Boeing 747A jumbo jet as a gift from the ruling family of Qatar. This is SRN News. Pedophilia, the subject of a conference in Ohio.
It was organized by a group called Before You Act, which has a goal of rebranding the disorder as merely another kind of, quote, sexual orientation. The conference was aimed at licensed therapists and other mental health professionals in hopes of convincing them that pedophiles or minor attracted persons are an oppressed sexual minority. Critics have warned for years that the ever-expanding LGBTQIA category would eventually include pedophiles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After trying to ignore the issue for a while, Republican Party has begun addressing transgenderism and using it as a means of recruiting undecided voters. Organizations like Moms for Liberty, Parents Defending Education, and Heritage Action for America have formed local chapters around the country. They are trying to educate parents about the dangers of allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. A major traffic accident in Southern California.
In Hacienda Heights, California, a crash between an SUV and a tour bus killed the SUV driver after the vehicle was engulfed in flames. The Sunday morning crash on the freeway injured dozens. California Highway Patrol says the tour bus carrying 63 people left at least 32 hospitalized. There was significant damage to the front of the bus, including a shattered windshield. The cause of the collision is under investigation. Officials say the bus was headed from a casino outside of Los Angeles to the Koreatown neighborhood of the city. I'm Julie Walker.
In the meantime, a bus accident in Sri Lanka claiming the lives of at least 21 people. Officials say the bus skidded, then went down a mountainside. At least 35 people have been injured. More details at srnnews.com.